I'm Cliff.
Heather. We need to get you a nickname. Like Holiday Heather?
Holiday Heather. Are you going to talk about Holiday the movie in one of these episodes?
I've seen it. It's really good, actually. I kind of forgot about that. It is not on my list, but I will add Holiday to my list because I actually really enjoyed that movie.
Stay tuned for our positive review of Holiday. If you can't wait for it, just watch it because
it's really
awesome.
Good. I forgot about that. That's really good. Yeah.
But no, I'm wearing purple today because I'm excited that I'm going to be hosting a March of Dimes, March for Babies virtual nurses appreciation
That's
event.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it just made me think about how the healthcare workers, especially, they're always our heroes, but especially right now, they're really going the extra mile. And a lot of them, I mean, are working so much more than they normally would because they've got coworkers out or because they've got coworkers who are pregnant that they're trying to protect and have them work at home. So I want to reiterate that if you've got any healthcare workers in your life or you just have a little bit of extra money and ability to help out, March of Dimes' purpose is to ensure that all moms and all babies are healthy and have the best possible start in life. And they're doing these virtual nurses appreciation events, and you can gift in honor of that. And Cliff will put the information in our show notes if you would like to either shout out a nurse that is special to you or you just want to anonymously give. I think it's really beautiful, especially with March of Dimes, to give a gift if you did have a healthy child and you were fortunate enough to not have any issues in delivery. I think that kind of paying it forward, that grateful gift, that gift of gratitude is really special.
No, that's awesome. That's absolutely fantastic. I think that March of Dimes is such a cool charity too. Like they do a lot of really, really important work. The weird thing for March of Dimes for me is that like when I think March of Dimes, like maybe the same for you, I don't know how it was where you grew up. Did they run a haunted house in the area you grew up? Yeah.
No.
Like in Utah, there was always a March of Dimes haunted house. Like, and so just beaten into my head from like hearing it on TV and radio for decades was, you know, go to the March of Dimes haunted house in Utah. So oddly enough, like I think of like, wow, March of Dimes is such a cool charity and they have a haunted house. I don't know.
That's cutting edge. I mean, that's edgier than I would expect from the market.
Right? Yeah, it was a pretty good one. I only went once because I'm not a huge haunted house person, but it was good. Yeah, I mean, I was like 17.
Okay. Speaking of haunted houses, I'm sorry, I have to seg into one
no
more
worries.
Thing. A friend of mine has written a book that's on Amazon right now. And if you mentioned the haunted house, if you're into scary things. It's called Contactless. It's a zombie thriller in the times of COVID. So if you have the kind of Kindle bundle
Unlimited.
Where you can, he gets a little kickback for every page that you read. So go ahead and check out Contactless.
I am looking it up right now because I am a Kindle Unlimited subscriber. So I could read that for free and kick him a little bit of cash. That's very cool.
Thank you, Cliff.
Yes, I'll put that in the show notes too. Is it Sean?
Sean Fisher,
Very cool. I got it right there. Very cool. I will read that. I like books. I do. I read a lot of...
Well, it's funny because I never thought that I would give that book a plug on our Christmas podcast because it's a zombie thriller. So why would we be talking
about it?
Because you brought up the haunted houses.
Books are the best gift. Like absolutely the best gift. So if you know someone that has a Kindle, you don't have to be in Kindle Unlimited to do this. You can spend $3 and give this. I give books as gifts all the time. So if you have a horror fan on your holiday shopping list, go get Contactless, a covey zombie thriller, and gift it to them. I think it's perfect. It's perfect. You want to talk about more Christmas stuff?
Yes.
Okay, please. So I'm going a little bit outside of my comfort zone here. We're not talking about Christmas movies. We're talking about Christmas series. So when I actually started this series, I actually thought it was a movie. Like, that's how little attention I pay to what the next thing I'm starting on Netflix is. It ended like 22 minutes in, and I'm like, what's going on here? Why is this not continuing? Turns out it was like an eight episode series. It's called Dash and Lily. It's based on a series of books called, I think, Dash and Lily's Christmas Dare or something like that. It's very good. Brent Mary Brooke is actually reading the books right now, so maybe at some point in time I'll have her give a review on how the books are. But this is a kind of, like, I don't want to say that it's like holiday adjacent. Like, it takes place at the same time as the holidays. It's not necessarily, the holidays do figure into it, but more in some of the kind of the later episodes, like they end up going to holiday parties and you know, Christmas is a big deal for Lily. And so what the idea is there's this girl named Lily, and she's a little bit of an introvert, a little bit of a loner, has had some kind of bad experiences, in school. I think she's like 17 years old ish. And just like would prefer to spend time alone, you know, at home, or spend time with her, you know, older relatives, or spend time with adults, that kind of thing. And her parents, but she loves Christmas, and they always have this big to do at Christmas. And then her parents kind of at the last second are like, oh, hey, you know, we never had our second honeymoon, so we're going to go to, I don't even remember, like Peru for our second honeymoon over Christmas. So you're going to stay here at home with your grandpa, and he'll take care of you. And her brother kind of, she talks her into creating this notebook, this book portfolio that has like some kind of hints about it, about like the kind of person she might want to meet. And she leaves it in a bookstore, and it's found by Dash. And the entire movie for the first five or six episodes, they don't actually know each other. The entire thing takes place via this notebook. So she'll write some stuff down, and then he'll reply to it and leave it somewhere where she can find it. And they start kind of doing this kind of dare thing where they kind of dare each other to get outside of their comfort zone. And so, like, maybe, you know, you have to go sing karaoke. Maybe you have to go, you know, she gets him to go make food with like this bunch of old Japanese ladies that she knows. And, you know, the story of the dares really kind of leads them to learn a lot about themselves and learn about each other, and kind of where she loves Christmas and, you know, accepts everything in this kind of whimsical way. Like, it kind of brings her down a little bit more to earth. And at the same time, he's this kind of terrible, cynical, you know, whatever. And he learns to kind of find a little bit of the joy in things and live a little bit more in the moment. And of course, eventually they meet and so on and so forth. But even like the meeting is not what you think it'll be. Like, you think that they're just going to meet and end up wildly in love and everything's going to work out perfect, but it has a good ending, but it's like that kind of show where I think there's eight episodes, you'll watch episode six and then go like, oh shoot, that's not how it ends, is it? Like, that's not the ending. And then you're like, oh, thank God, there's another couple episodes where they can wrap that up. But it's really well paced, to the point of where, do you ever watch one of those shows where, you know, so it's eight episodes, each one's like 22 minutes. So it's not crazy long, but it's still multiple hours of watching. I think we watched the entire thing in like 2 days and literally could not, if I could have stayed up later to finish it out, I absolutely would have, because it's that kind of series where you are going to want to, I would recommend, like, so what's the math there? So if it's eight episodes and they're 20 minutes a piece, that's like, it's not too long. It's like 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, somewhere between two and a half, 3 hours. Like, start it early enough on a Saturday, probably a Saturday, where you could binge the entire thing if you wanted to, because I think you might want to, because it's just sweet and cute and kind of heartwarming. And I think if you are either that person who's a little cynical about Christmas and life, or if you're that person who just like everything is delightful and whimsical, I think you'll find a character in this that you really identify with. And it's just fun. Like, all the characters are good. All the supporting cast is really good. Her family is really fun. So definitely Dash and Lily is a series that you might want to check out. It's good.
I feel like this is a movie that really brings people together.
Yes,
or a series,
absolutely,
rather.
Absolutely. It's just, it's cute. Awesome. I really enjoyed it. And it's like, everyone in it is probably someone who, if you like looked a bit, you go, oh, like I kind of know who they are, but none of them are huge stars. Like there's no massive actors in this. And so everyone's kind of fresh and new and fun. And it's good. It reminds me of, do you remember the name of that Christmas movie, that big Netflix movie last year that, Let It Snow? Yeah. Do you remember how Let It Snow was just kind of like,
well, I thought it was too racy because all the kids were hooking up.
Well, I mean, you know, kids in this hook up too. So
and you're like, it's fine. Fine.
Kids,
and
I'm kids like, hook up.
Your son.
It's fine. Yeah. But it reminded me kind of Let It Snow and just that kind of like, not everything's perfect. Not everything's rosy. It's not the everything ends up well for everyone. Because that's not real life some of the time. And everything ends up well enough. Like everyone's happy at the end. Mm-hmm. But if you go into this thinking like, I know exactly how this is going to end, you're probably going to be wrong, or at least you're probably going to be surprised. So it was good. I really liked it a lot.
I love that. I'm excited to watch it.
Go watch Let It Snow again too. That movie was great.
Also, if you have just binged over an hour of us, if you've just gone from one to the next, thank you. We love you.